You know what you are. Your skin is pale white and ice cold. You don't go out into the sunlight.
Say it out loud. Say it.
Vampire.
Whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the insight, human, and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying this journey of high-quality nerd commentary, we got my man Colton, a.k.a. Pizza Parker. Talk to the people.
Yo, it's your boy Colton, a.k.a. When I get in the sun, look at my skin shine like a diamond. A.k.a. Sometimes I just watch you in your sleep. It's like 15 hours. Nothing normal. A.k.a. What are you doing here? A.k.a. Do you want me to let you go? No! AKA, that's my Batman, nigga. Let's get it.
We also had the greatest engineer in all of Seattle. Now I mean, my son Gas, say what's up.
Yo, yo.
I'm not gonna lie, that might be my best intros ever. Those might be my best intros ever.
And you know who it is? It's your boy Dennis, aka Old Dirty Dennis, aka the Vamp and the Restless, aka the Cold One, Burr, aka.
Yes, sir.
I trust you.
You shouldn't.
Yo, I can't lie. This movie is a masterclass of like the most awkward line delivery of all time. Yo, I love it, son. Yo,
welcome to another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast. Clearly, we feeling good, but I'm still asking y'all niggas anyway. What's up? What's going on? How everybody feeling?
I'm feeling amazing.
What's you guys?
Good.
So, all right. So, in a past episode, I don't remember what episode it was. We were rapping, and this nigga Gas does what he usually does, and he throws in like a subtle like alley-oop at the end, and he was like, yo, we need to watch Twilight. He didn't call it Twilight. He called it Twinklies. I forgot what he called it, but I always remember that part. I've never watched Twilight before because I just never gave a fuck about this shit like at all. But then honestly, I watched it, and I'm going to put this in here first. This was like a hot take for me, and I had to sit with it for a little bit. Currently, because by the time y'all niggas hear this, you know, we already did Harry Potter. We're doing a Harry Potter recap. We're doing a Twilight recap. Twilight so far is better than Harry Potter.
This nigga's literally a psychopath. I knew he was going to whisper that. Did y'all not hear me pre-laugh? I was pre-laughing because I knew he was going to say that. And I was going to be like, this nigga's fucking crazy. But go ahead. I want to hear you out. I want to hear you out before I keep calling you crazy, son.
There's some good reasons, I think.
That's why I want to hear him out, because there are reasons. Listen. If y'all heard my intro, y'all know that I appreciate the horrible acting in this movie. It's so bad. I feel like this might be a big phrase, but this might be the best worst acting I've ever seen, son. Am I wrong?
No.
Is this not the best worst acting you've ever seen? Like, you could feel the emotions, you could feel everything, but it's just so fucking cringy. Yo. Why is it like this?
Oh my God.
It's like, it's hard to. Stop!
Yo, this shit is like Buffy the Vampire meets Young and the Restless.
Times 15.
Yo, it was like.
They turned up the dramatics.
Everything. Son.
You know what? Why I think I like this series so much? Because they turned it up. But it's still so quiet. Like, this is the quietest drama I've seen in a long time. Like, it's so dramatic, but, like, it's, like, lines that, like, this is not a Twilight line, but this is kind of how they deliver Twilight lines. Just give me a random line to say.
This week's podcast.
Okay. And this is how they would say it in Twilight. Looks her deep in the eyes. Looks away a little bit. Looks back at her. This week's podcast.
Yo, Yo, son, I'm like teenage love.
Is the melodrama, the teenage
is love. Intense, nigga. Love is nuts.
I'm about to blow your mind.
Go ahead.
I think Twilight started the CW for real.
Woo!
Like that CW acting slash melodramatic type. Even though Buffy the Vampire Slayer shit,
he's cooking.
Existed before that. I felt like they seen like the Twilight type of formula and was like, this might be what we could do in CW. Like,
this nigga's cooking.
But go ahead, continue.
All right, so. All right, so the movie starts off again. Like, you know, I try to take notes for these movies and just kind of not really give a full summary, but just kind of like my thoughts as shit happens. And, you know, the movie starts Isabel Swan, you know, she moves to Seattle to stay with her cop father. Put that out there.
We gotta talk about that later when you get to a certain part, but God.
And the first thing I noticed is she's pale as hell. Right?
Yeah. I was like, is she the vampire?
Yo, you have not, like, there's no reason for you to be this pale. You just moved to Seattle. You came from Florida or some shit. Like, why are you this pale? It don't make sense, son.
Quick, funny ass story.
What's up?
I seen Twilight with a girlfriend the year it came out. Like, so I was younger.
Yeah.
And I did not read the books. I didn't know nothing about Twilight. I just know that Shorty liked Twilight.
Yeah.
I remember sitting in a theater, seeing Kristen Stewart for the first time, and immediately turning over to Shorty and going, is she the vampire? And then she was just like, do you want to know for real? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, no. I'm like, why is she so pale?
Yo, bro.
I was like, well, don't they make vampires super pale? And humans with color.
She looked like God took, like, put her in Photoshop and took out all the saturation.
Oh my God.
She was like, pale as fuck, son.
Yo, like, as a fellow graphic designer, I understand that joke.
You like that joke. You like that, right?
He's so good at that.
You like that. So, like, The whole universe itself is like the whole bluish tone to it. Like, it's like the start of the Zack Snyder universe, nigga. Like, it's like,
oh my god, yeah, it's
mad blue.
Matter of fact,
know what I mean,
did Zack Snyder dick ride Twilight? No saturation. What?
Hey, nigga, like, they could have fit right into the Zack Snyder universe, nigga. That literally looks like the same hue of Man of Steel, my nigga.
Yeah, on a real topic real quick, it looked like Bridge to Terabithia, like the early when it was dragging it, and then like how it got all sunny and stuff after the fact.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying though, right? Mm-hmm. Like it was a very saturated, like,
I will say
it. I think it was
that
meant
this
to be
was a movie.
I do get it though.
This was a movie that I feel like the color grading and shit was intentional, and it made sense.
I get that. Because, I mean, it's supposed to be like kind of like dreary. Like, mm-hmm. I get it. All right.
The acting definitely made sense for the color.
Boy.
But yeah, go ahead.
We're going to get to that shit in a little bit. So, you know, she goes to school or whatever, and she gets like the new girl treatment. You know what I mean? Like,
fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about your new girl.
And, you know, like, they're in the lunchroom, and of course, the Cullen family pulls up like a gang to the lunchroom. And these niggas is like vampire clueless, nigga. Like, these niggas pull up, slow motion, wind blowing, like undead Beyonce. Like, these niggas pull up, they sit alone to themselves.
Damn, whatever. I wish I set my camera up because I want to do the faces that, like,
yeah.
The little, like, face twitches, son, shits that I hate, but like, I also appreciate that they did that in this movie. Because I was like, honestly, when you think of the storyline, I can't see them acting like anything else.
That's true. Honestly, like, it was hilarious to me. So I'm watching this shit, and then Shorty's talking to, like, Bella, and she's like, yo, you see that nigga right there? The pale one? Yo, unbaggable. No Shorty could get this nigga. I don't know what it is. He don't fuck with no bitches here. Like, nobody.
Yo, that's
like,
literally when she. That's literally when she does the face and goes, yeah.
Yo, and he looks back. Yo, and he looks back and
give
he does
a stink.
Yo,
he gave it a get the fuck, bitch. He said, why the fuck would you even look at
him? He's looking across from the hall. And what makes the whole shit funnier is the fact that, you know, he's a vampire. So he hears the whole shit. and he's pretending to not hear it by still being disgusted.
I'm crying. Nigga sway me. Nigga sway me when I realize somebody talking. I'm like, ew, what the fuck? Yo, he gave her the stankest face of all time. But that then was hilarious. But then my favorite part is when he turns his face and he's like, ah, fuck. Why did I do that? I'm so awkward. I'm such a goofy goober. Ooh. Baka.
Oh, shit. So, like, yeah. So, they head to class or whatever. Again, it's her first day. She's the new girl. And, of course, she goes to the bio class. And being the new girl, she needs a seat. Who does she have to sit next to? The teacher assigns her a seat? Coincidence.
Edward.
So, she ends up sitting next to this nigga. And
this is actually my favorite interaction because it's so fucking awkward.
Yo, it is definitely one of my favorites because the whole time the cameraman is doing a masterful job, son.
Yo, he does such a great job.
The camera on the faces and the zoom ins and the pans to the amazing.
that's the first point of why it might be a better movie.
Hey, thank you. So we on point. All right,
motherfucker. Hold on. Let me give you your credit, you son of a bitch. All right? As a nigga that's gotten to more like film and cinematography and like shots and different shit like that, right? The thing that works about Twilight is the camera work, the subtle like facial movements and like the pauses that the actors make and like even though it's such a melodramatic, like the words are so melodramatic, it's like a CW show.
Yeah.
The difference is like the production that goes behind it makes it pop. It makes it make sense. Like that camera work in that first scene
is
so good because like even with the yeah. And then like him like trying not to look at her but like also look at her. And
everything
like,
has its place.
He was like, no. That's what it's like. Yo, their conversation. I'm not even joking. Y'all gonna hear these sounds, but this is watch the scene and play these sounds. It's like and the bell rings, yo, nigga. That
shit, I was dying, son. Like it literally looked like Beatrix about to kill L Driver, nigga. Like the zoom ins and shit was fucking nuts. So like you could tell the whole time this nigga is visibly uncomfortable. And I think that part was hilarious to me because she ends up sitting. He's not even like nervous. He's just like disgusted. Like he's putting on like this act like
human.
Oh my
he's
god.
He's acting like he has to act like that. He's this like, nigga, oh, you fucking human. What the fuck?
This nigga was acting like Prince watching people perform his songs, nigga. This nigga was disgusted. So, and what makes this shit funnier is later she finds this nigga by the dean trying to get transferred out of the fucking class. Yo.
Nigga, y'all have one conversation and the nigga just in the dean office like, can I be in a different class, please?
This nigga was gaslighting crazy, son. She's like, yo, am I ugly? Like, do I smell? Like, what the fuck? Yo, this nigga was like, yo, could you just out of the class? Like, I just can't be with this bitch.
Well, he wasn't gaslighting. Like, okay. I'm going to be a meninist right now.
Nigga.
If a guy is just like, if a guy is just like, yo, can I get transferred out of the class?
No.
Please don't press him and be like, am I ugly? You putting mad pressure on that nigga.
Relax. Yo, he gave her the stink face at the lunchroom. Now he ends up sitting next to her, disgusted the whole time. And then he's like, yo, take me out of this class. I'm going to feel away if I was
yo,
like,
yo. You can feel away. But I don't got to answer you, Jordy. Leave me alone. I'm walking away.
Yo, this thing, she wanted to, like, confront this nigga Karen style so fucking bad. But all of a sudden, this nigga disappears. Not at school for, like, multiple days. Nice. Like, just gone.
He's so making me.
She,
you made me too nervous, Shorty.
He's fucking with her head crazy now. Because now I don't want to be in a class with you. I can't get transferred. I'm just not coming to class, period. Nigga.
Yeah, but like, this is where it gets weird. Look, I tell you.
Right. So she's just like, this is weird. What the fuck? So everyone comes up with this weird excuse. And it was like the worst. This is single-handedly the second worst excuse I've ever heard for like any sort of like film or media period. Number one being Superman and Clark Kent and with the little curl and no one figuring this shit out. So they say, hey, yeah, you know, the Cullen family likes to take these trips and go hiking when it's sunny. So that's the reason why this nigga's not here. So this nigga just, in the middle of the school year, just leaves for multiple days at a time, anytime it's sunny, to go hiking. Nigga, you're in high school. What is your attendance rate? Like, none of this shit makes sense to me. The whole time, this nigga just disappears for multiple days at a time, and everyone's okay with this. That's how you know this shit is a small town, nigga. This nigga
would have got kicked out of
school. Jesus Christ.
Yo, I'm sitting there watching this shit like, yo, you can't be fucking serious. Like, they're just, everyone's just cool with this shit. Just gone for days at a, the whole family. Not even just Edward. His whole fucking, it was like six of them niggas.
But,
just all
but here's the thing, right? But here's the thing. I'll explain it, Ben. I'll explain it and you'll understand it. How many times in school did somebody go missing and you was just like, maybe like the third day you was like, damn, where they at? And then afterwards you was like, man, I gotta live my life. That's some normal shit.
Okay, but multiple times, anytime it's sunny.
But here's the thing. They also live in fucking Seattle in a small ass fucking town. I'm sure. And the way that they talk about the Cullen family, like, I'm sure that's some regular shit. I mean, maybe for Bella, right? You know what I'm saying? That's some weird shit. Like, it's like, what the fuck's happening? But I felt like the way everybody was acting mad normal about it, I would immediately be like, so I guess this is a normal occurrence.
Yeah, they run the town.
You get what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm guessing that this is a normal occurrence. Like,
so I will. My only pushback is no, I wouldn't think vampire at first because it's like, okay, I would kind of.
Oh, no. I never said that. No. Yeah, I'm saying is I think that it would throw, like, if I was really like invested in being like, what the fuck is up with these niggas? I feel like if everybody else, like, in that town that I just moved to was like, nah, they just run the town. This happens normally. I'd be like. Yeah, maybe it just happens normally. It would throw me off a little bit.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. I would definitely still have an eyebrow up.
Oh, no. Of course. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But weird, I was... Because like, it made sense why Bella was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I feel like that would throw... Like, it made sense.
Okay.
Like, when other people were just like, oh, you know, it's just... It's just the Cullen family. I'd be like, oh, I live in a small-ass town where this family's the richest family. Of course they can do whatever they want.
Poor.
And when you're poor, you understand your place. And I would be a black man in Seattle in a school with white people. And they would be like, this pale-ass family doesn't come to school for weeks at a time. And you know what I would say? Okay.
No, there was no way J.K. Rowling wasn't watching this. Like, these niggas spit. Like,
she was. Yo, you know what's crazy? J.K. Rowling probably agree with your opinion. She probably like, damn, I wish I wrote Twilight.
Yo.
Because I love white families that are making it in life forever.
Oh, shit. All right. So this nigga finally shows back up to school once it, like, the weather changes or whatever. And, you know, he introduces himself, like, real awkwardly or whatever. And all I can think about during this whole scene, like, watching her face is, why is she so open talking to this nigga? Like, she is, like, mesmerized by this man. Like, it's a lot of long stares, like, awkwardly long stares. It felt like an Avril Lavigne song, bro. Like, it was just, like, mad long stares, like, awkwardly looking at each other, looking away. Like, you just met each other. Like, relax. Like, okay. So here's where things start turning up a little bit. They're out of class, chilling outside, heading to a car. The one black guy in his dollar cab yelling, Utica. This nigga Utica. Nearly knocks her, like, kills her. This nigga, Edward, jumps out of nowhere, one-handed stops the car, looks at her, hey, like, leaves. No one sees this nigga, bro. It's a crowded school.
That's hot. Ooh, that's hot. You know what? He got ninjutsu. He got ninjutsu. He's a vampire. Vampire is no ninjutsu.
He didn't speed away. This nigga just jumps over the car just regular and just walks off. And this is literally a crowded school, son. Everyone is...
All I'm saying is, in my photography era, I would have got that picture.
Yo.
I would have got that picture, and I would have sent it to Edward like, you got 24 hours to tell me what the fuck this means, Camp
bro,
fam.
Are you trying to tell me not even the black dude in the car so this nigga stopped the car,
he didn't,
bro?
Yo. He didn't. You know why?
I was like...
Because racism. He was high on marijuana. He was so high. No, not marijuana. He was high on crack. He was so high on crack. Yeah, you gotta be specific. It gotta be racist. So he was high on crack. So high on crack. He thought a nigga jumped over his car when a nigga in fact actually did jump over his car. And you know what he said? He got out the car. He said, "I'm on crack, baby. There's no way they're gonna believe a nigga stopped my car on one hand." This is another Patreon episode on the regular episode. You feel me? I gave the family wine, and that's why we going crazy. Got to you.
So, like, not a single person sees, not even a black kid, and the rest of the Cullen's family pissed. They ain't like that shit. She should have got hit. Like, they was just looking at her like, yo, she dies, she dies. And in my mind, it was just like, yo, Donna on the first day of school is nuts. Like, by a car accident.
Yo, but like, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If I'm gone for weeks at a time, what that mean to me? If I could just disappear for 6 weeks and then somebody gets smoked, I don't got to deal with that.
Oh, my God.
That's what the Cullen family was thinking. We don't got to deal with this. Yo, Edward, why you did that?
Yo, that shit was hilarious, son. So, next scene... Because, you know, she was, like, kind of, like, traumatized or whatever. So, they take her to the hospital. This nigga, Dr. Cullen, son. I'm watching this shit. I'm like, yo, is this nigga in Pale Face? Because this has to be, like, an insult to someone. Like, Powder, like, Nicole Kidman. Somebody has to be pissed looking at this nigga. This nigga is pale as fuck, son.
He was so
like,
was
it was,
so
like,
pale.
Uncomfortable. It was, like, racism pale. Like, just, like
yeah, honestly.
I
yo,
don't
want to
be in a room with this nigga.
Let me be real.
Man.
Let me be real about some shit. No. Let me tell you some shit. I was about to say, y'all, I'm love that y'all bringing this point up because the internet knows me as a person that's not biggest fan of white people.
Yo, relax, you know what I'm saying?
And I love white people. No. I'm saying, no, white people are cool. I love black people more than I love white people. I mean, I'm going to be real. Okay. I love the white audience. Shout out the white audience. You guys are amazing people. And I'm sure you guys are amazing people because you guys are fucking listening.
Yes.
But regardless of that, and this is going to be me on their side, there's times where I'll see like a pale ass white person and they'll be like, this is white people. I'll be like, that's kind of disrespectful to white people. White people do be white, but they don't be this like white. That. Like they don't be this pale. Like white people actually don't be this pale. And like when a white person is that pale, I feel like it's not a lot. Like you get what I'm saying? Like when a white person kind of looks transparent, it's scary.
Exactly.
And they be making them look transparent in Twilight. Like it is powder. And then at that point, I'm like, are you white facing white face?
That's what I'm saying. Does he pale facing my nigga? Like,
are y'all white facing white face right now?
I was
like,
yo, this is very uncomfortable.
Should I even be advocating for this? Is this my place? Do you guys like this?
Is this my fight?
Yo, because now I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm not going to fight for y'all if y'all are okay. Because white people like Twilight.
Yo.
But I see the paleness of these vampires. And I'm like, y'all not mad?
Y'all
okay with this?
It don't seem right to me.
So if they're okay with it, then it's all right.
It's not my fight.
But I'm just saying, this is the first time, white people, y'all got me to be like, I'll jump in.
Yeah, I'm an ally.
If y'all want me to jump in about this, I will. But I'm not because it's not my fight. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
So here comes... All right. So even if we didn't say the earlier part was gaslighting, the gaslighting happens now, nigga. Because she gets out of the hospital and she finally confronts this nigga, Edward. And she's like, hey, what the fuck happened? And he was like, oh, you know, I was standing next to you and the car came and I pushed you out the way. She was like, wait, no, you weren't. Actually, I saw you when I left school and you were all the way the fuck over there. And he's like, no, I wasn't. What are you talking about? Like, I was literally right next to you. We were like standing next to each other having a conversation. And I saw the car and I pushed you out the way. No, like you stopped the car with your hands, sir. Like, what the fuck are you talking about right now? He's just like, no, you're bugging. Like, you hurt your head. Like
he said, like, you got CTE, shorty. I'm not going to lie. Did you check to see if you got a concussion?
Yo, And the fact that he's blatantly lying, because he literally
stopped it. Oh, this is gaslight time. This is gaslight time.
He literally stops the car and looks at her and is just like,
hey. And then just jumps away, nigga. I'm be honest. You know what he should have did? Jaeger. And I'm sorry. Not even on no abuse shit, but he should have put her to sleep real quick. Real fast. He should have hit her with the vampire. Throat slash at like light speed, make her go to sleep, nigga, and then pretend like I don't even know what she's talking about.
She's
Shirley.
Just like, yo, but for real, like you said, hey, like I literally saw you stop the car. Like it's like, no, Shorty, you bugging. Like I don't know what you're talking about. So the next day, they going back and forth about the incident or whatever, and he's just like, hey, I know it comes across that I have like unknown abilities, and I gaslit you, and I saved your life, and we're both pale. But I don't think we should be friends. And she's just like, yo, wait, what? Like,
yeah, what?
She's just like, this nigga's doing a masterclass in gaslighting.
Yo, he's like, gaslighting the fuck. Yo, honestly, I remember being younger, watching him be like, yeah, that wasn't me. And I just remember being like, oh, this is what Shorty's be talking about. Just like blatantly lying in your face.
Yo,
like,
you crazy.
The nigga just kept like, I remember watching it and he just down, and son. She was just like, yo, bro, I literally watched you stop the car with one hand while holding me in the other.
Yo.
Then you said hello.
And then left.
And then I watched you
there's a
fucking leap over the car like Michael Jordan on vert, nigga. Like, and then he's just like watching her. He's looking at her in her face. He's going, well, it could have been some other guy.
Yo, this nigga's looking at her like, yo, are you going to believe your eyes or you going to believe me?
It's not me, y'all. It wasn't me, yo.
It wasn't me.
In the same infliction of voice that he did when he said, hey.
Yo.
It wasn't me. She's like, what the fuck? You said it just like that. You did it just like that. He's like, nah, yo, bitch.
That shit had me dying, son. Like, literally. So now she's like, being the whole gaslighting thing is working on her because she's now trying to invite him to the beach and he's like, nah, don't do the beach. I don't do that shit. That's not player. Sun. I don't do that shit. But you know who's there? This nigga Jacob.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And he's like, yo, this nigga's a dirty Mac legend. Son.
I love it.
The Cullens, they don't really fuck with nice. It's like, yo, you're telling her everything except just like, yo, they vampires. Like, he's just like,
also with his bitch ass voice. Yo. I'm not even gonna lie, he had a bitch ass voice. And that's why his dirty Mackin', like,
nasty,
dead used to get to me and used to be nasty. Because he'd be like, yeah, you really like that guy? He's such a weirdo. Like, he's not cool. Like that. And I'd be like, oh, he's kind of annoying, but I like wolves. I would always be a werewolf nigga, so I was like, fuck, I'm stuck on Team Jacob.
So he's like, yeah, you know, they're never around for the nice weather or whatever, and like the father pulls them out for hiking or whatever. It's like, yo, you're telling, just say they're vans, bro. Like, just if you want Dirty Mac, go all the way. Just
nah, you can't go all the way yet.
Yo,
you gotta wait.
This nigga, yo, he was like Mario, son. It's like, yo, like, I just don't get it. Do you enjoy
being hurt? Like, on some real shit.
I know you've seen the blood stains on the collar of the shirt. Like, yo, this nigga was a
dirty. And the makeup on his shirt.
And the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories? You know that damn lies. That's your boy. You stick around, and I just don't know why. If I was your man, baby, you never worry about the things I do. Yo, no. That's the perfect song for Jacob.
Son, this nigga was Dirty Mac and crazy. Yeah. Like, to the point where he made her second guess. So from the story he told, she was like, yo, I'm going to go to the library and read some shit about vampires. Something don't seem right. And I don't know. Something that nigga Jacob said just don't sit right with me. So she went to the bookstore and, you know, she's like looking up shit until, you know, it's like, I guess it's like mad late because time in this show just like flies
doesn't
by.
Doesn't make sense.
It's literally pitch black outside now. And she suffers from like literally street harassment until, of course, this nigga Edward, like Dumbledore, shows up. Skirt, skirt. Dominic Toretto saves her, jumps in the car. He saves her, and this is one of my favorite parts because I was trying to look at it from like a realistic aspect. He's like, "Yo, like, you hungry?" He takes her out, buys her dinner, and eats nothing.
And in my head, I'm like, "That nigga broke." Yo, this nigga broke. Why is
broke ass nigga? Why should he eat? So, I'm watching this shit on some Twitter shit. Like, yo, imagine. Taking a shorty this out. Nigga on Twitter, like, yo, yo, that y'all would nigga not believe, not eat bro, this nigga time. Took me out to dinner, drinks, my plate is on IG stories if you want to see it. This nigga had a water.
You know what's crazy? You know what's night. Crazy? You know what's crazy? A bitch would be missing out on a vampire, yo. Son. Calling that nigga broke, son. Yo, her life could be fucking magical. And she wouldn't even fucking know. You know why? Because she thought that nigga was a broke ass nigga that didn't get his check in time. Yo, only let her. I eat. Mean, I can't. But at like, the same time, nigga. At the same time, I cannot blame her, son, because you're not going to expect that you dating a fucking vampire. But at the same time, no. Nigga. Let's change the fucking tune. Bitch, this nigga is transparent. He's pale. He's a vampire. He don't eat food.
This nigga took her out honestly, to dinner.
This is why I don't date white women. Because, like, I love... Yeah, white women. Y'all are amazing. It's just not me and not for me. But...
It's me, because, not
like, if a white shorty is mad pale and she only watch me eat...
Something ain't right.
I'm calling gang. Gang. I'm with a vampire right now. I'm texting Jamal. Jamal, I think I'm with a vampire right now, bro. Like, shorty told me to buy whatever I want. She's just watching me eat all this steak. That's what the fuck? She like, nigga, buy whatever you want. Yo. And she's just watching me eat. Yo, Jamal, son. Dennis, all my other friends. Guys, yo. I'm on a date with a pale white woman. Listen. She told me buy whatever I want. I bought whatever I want. She's not eating. She's watching me eat, y'all. Yo,
lemon water.
Guys, I think I'm in a Twilight situation. I think she's trying to Twilight me.
She either a vampire or a SVU perp, nigga.
Like, or a cannibal. Guys, save me. That's a save me moment.
Exactly. It does not end well regardless, nigga.
Honestly, I might not even text it. I'll text the cops. Not even gonna lie. I'm like, yo, shorty, I feel unsafe. Why are you not eating?
Yo, man, uncomfortable. Like, you don't want to bite nothing?
Here's the crazy thing about shit like that is, like, and I know we going off topic, but if I go on a date and I'm not hungry, I'm eating something regardless. Because I don't want to watch you fucking... This like, man watching weird, someone son. Eat and you're not doing anything is one of the weirdest experiences of son. All time. If y'all go out. This like, is bad fucking that's weird, why if I go out with a friend and I order food, it's like, and they don't order anything, like, I'm like, let's share.
Yeah, like...
Because I don't want you to watch me eat, because now that's a weird precedence where it's like, I don't give a fuck about you, one, or I'm a vampire, and they go a cannibal, exactly. And I'm trying to clear my name. I'm trying to watch you eat, because I'm going to eat you, nigga. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to eat you, person, at some point. And look, listen,
y'all get them right
the podcast season. Don't help that I've said in post-apocalyptic that he situations, will eat a person. I will eat a person. So I will never do that as long as it's not a post-apocalyptic situation. Listen, if the apocalypse happened and I'm like, order whatever you want, and I'm watching you eat, be worried. Be very worried. Because I put you in a trap purposely. I'm like, yo, order the ribeye. Order the T-bone. Yo, how many ounces
joints.
You need?
Get two of them joints.
What you need? You need steak?
Yo, get the wine ready.
You need, yo, get mac and cheese with that. And also get goddamn mashed potatoes. Dead eat all ass. Of that shit right now. Right now. Right now.
Yo. So I'm watching this shit, and I'm just thinking about how high school love works mad fast. Because she's been so open quick. Since day one. And he told her, like, this is probably the second wildest line. He was just like, yo, I don't have the strength to stay away from you anymore. Like, bro, it's been like 3 days. Like,
first of all, bro, that's great. Yo, like, that's great. That's not consensual.
Like, yo, wait, what?
I didn't tell you that, like, that was fine.
Son, I'm looking at, all right, let me put it out there. Like, I'm not preface this. I don't think that Bella looks anything at all like Maggie Gyllenhaal. At all. Okay? At all.
I'm crying.
I'm just putting that out there first.
Yo, that look at, oh just my gosh.
However, telling a Bella like, yo, I don't have this. There's a million Bellas in Central Park right now jogging, bro. Like,
yeah, but he don't live in New York. Dozen. He live in Seattle.
Nigga, he's lived since 1918, nigga. I right, know this because right, I wrote right, that
right,
shit
you're
down.
You're right, you're right, you're right. You're right. Nigga, right, nigga, right, nigga, right. Nigga, right. There's no way you haven't seen bad bitches, nigga. You are a liar. And honestly, I'm starting to believe you're just bored.
Yo,
I'm starting to believe you're just getting bored.
I'm watching this shit like, Bella? Like, yo, bro.
But
like,
you know what?
Huh?
But you know what? Because this is a romantic movie. He fell in love with her personality.
Yo,
I'm lying. He didn't. He didn't. Oh, he didn't fall in love with her personality. You know why? Because he was stalking her for mad long nigga. Before he knew who she was.
Wildin', son. I'm mad. I'm like watching this shit like, yo, bro. Like
it's he's not, bugging.
Yo, you've lived since 1980. You've seen Bellas, bro. You've seen them.
You've seen multiple Bellas.
Yo, relax. Relax.
But you and know what? Let's not hurt. Let's not diss Kirsten Stewart. And that's why I like that you did that
that's
beginning. Because
sure
we fuck with Kirsten Stewart.
Yes.
We fuck with Kirsten Stewart. But
nigga.
Yeah. Yo, fucking bugging.
Relax.
Yo, Batman.
Yo.
Nigga, you had Zoe Kravitz,
yo,
nigga.
Yeah,
fuck is we talking about, nigga?
Exactly.
Fuck is we talking about, nigga? And that he had to learn. He had to learn.
So we're coming up with another one of my favorites.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Before I jump in. Go ahead.
Before you continue, because I'm going to let you go crazy for mad long, but.
What's up?
This nigga Edward Cullen got a pattern.
Yo. Okay.
From Twilight to Batman to like the movie he was in, the A24.
Uh-huh.
That nigga always be stalking bitches.
Lurking in the dark.
Yo, he's always lurking in the dark, looking at the bitches he like before he even tell them anything. You got a problem, yo. Brother. You want some? You was a freaky ass nigga.
Oh,
but yeah,
shit.
Continue. So, but he is though. Think about it.
No, he is,
think about
man.
Batman with
he
Catwoman.
Killed, he kill all these roles, man.
He so, do kill those creepy. So,
it's
I hope he's not like that in real life.
That's what I'm saying. It's saying something. It's saying something.
I'm worried. I'm worried.
So, all right. So another reason I don't like these small towns. Mad random killings are happening. Her dad's friend was attacked. They're like doing this investigation. They like, yo, it's an animal or some shit. They can't figure this shit out. She's still trying to figure out Edward and his car situation. Still trying to put two and two together. Realizes, like, you know, there's something wrong about Edward. Clearly, she should have figured this out by him stopping a car. But whatever.
Yeah, with his hand. But whatever.
Exactly. So, you know, she's looking up some shit on, like, information and shit. She pulls up Google on the cold one and some shit. And, you know, she's realizing, oh, shit, you know, you don't fucking say. Something's wrong with this nigga. So she goes to confront him. And this is probably one of my favorite dialogues in the whole movie.
I know what you are. Say it.
Say it.
Say it out loud.
Say it.
Vampire.
Hold on. Yo, Jamal. I love you to death. Can you please pull that scene up? And you got to play the sound,
son,
too.
I'm watching that
we
shit.
Need to... No. Shut up. Because we gotta see
that
scene.
Give him time. And he's like, yo, are you scared? No.
She goes,
no.
You know why? Because white people are only scared of black folks.
Yeah, exactly, brother. Exactly. Oh, you cooking?
Who let him cook? Keep letting him cook. And having their prejudices exposed, nigga. Like, oh my God, no. I got two black friends. I threw up a cube. Here it comes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like a Victorian child.
I love third part of the clip.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
I told y'all with the breathing.
Maxim. He gaslight. Oh,
wow.
These cameras turns and
they
pans,
going crazy.
No words being spoke.
Just say it.
Loud.
Gaslighting her like a bitch.
These angles. And the zoom in.
A little bit.
No.
This bitch is a tweak,
man. Yeah, she's a tweaker. Like, what the fuck?
Son.
And he, like, grabbed her arm aggressively. I'm gonna eat a fucking dare in front of you, shorty.
This is one of the funniest parts for me. Because it was mad random the way he took on the fastest piggyback ride of all time. Nigga, like,
nigga running hella fast.
Yo, he didn't even warn her, son. She could have had, like, whiplash. Like, that shit was insane, son. Oh my God. I need Colson to come back for this part. This part is fucking hilarious to me, son. Because I'm watching it, and I've seen a lot of vampire shit before this movie.
Just the next level.
You know what I mean? So I'm sitting there like, oh my God, he's about to reveal, like, he's like this beast-looking fucking vampire type shit, or he's going to burn in the sun. This nigga is an Audemars watch, he's nigga. Yo.
He's a sparkly vampire.
He's like, don't look at me. I'm like, nigga, you are literally a fucking Audemars watch, nigga. Like, rappers want you on their wrist.
Nigga,
like,
a bust down. Yo.
I'm like, yo, you cannot be serious right now. This nigga, yo, I'm hideous. Yo, you're literally sparkling, bro. Like, you are literally a dime. You are shine bright like a diamond. This nigga. Like, yo, you cannot be fucking serious. And the way he was just like, no. People wouldn't accept. Nigga, yes, they will. Nigga, you are sparkling right now. Are you fucking serious? I was watching a scene dying in the crib, son. Because the way he was trying to gaslight it, like he was like this hideous beast or some shit. Nigga, you are beautiful, nigga. You cannot be. And the fact that they were serious this whole scene is what kills me. Because she's just like, no. No, no, you're fine. She's like, no, don't look at me. And then he jumps back into the shadow. I expected this nigga to like disappear or some shit, like burn in the sun. You just turn pretty? Are you fucking serious?
Can we talk about how she's actually the creep?
Yo.
Like, she's like, you can't trust her.
Bro, none of this is creeping her out. Like, you can't trust her. Yo, son, I don't, it's not like she came from Florida, son. Like, there's no way this is normal to you. Like, she did not. There was no pushback to anything he said. Like, he literally was like, yo, I'm a vampire and I eat people and I burn in the sun. And she's just like, I'm not afraid of you. So that's why you didn't eat dinner last night. Like, that was her revelation. It was like, oh, shit.
That's why you didn't eat dinner last night.
Like, that was, like, the big aha moment. It wasn't like, oh, shit, this nigga is a vampire.
Yeah, the big thing is he wants to eat her.
Yo. Like, yo. I was literally like, don't. And honestly, like, I know Colson isn't here, but this is what was selling the movie for me. I was like, I am more entertained by this than anything so far that Harry Potter has done. This shit is kicked. This shit is spinning right now. Okay? Like,
keep going, though.
Yo, yeah.
I'll show him after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, the whole thing with the light and him being like a Audemars watch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's like loving this shit. And here, the number one, I know I said it earlier, the other one was the second one. This is the number one wildest part in the movie for me, because this man literally shows her in detail why he is an apex predator. And she says one of the most wildest lines I've ever heard. This nigga says, I've never wanted anyone's blood as much as I wanted yours. And it's like, yo, relax, Billy Bob Thornton, nigga. Like, this nigga's fucking wild. He's like, yo, I've killed people before. And what does she say? I trust you. What?
You've known this, met this
yo, nigga. You've known this nigga, man, for 4 days. You've had bio with this nigga, and the next thing he tells you, he's a vampire. I trust you. Nigga, what do you, when did this extreme, like, hey man, attraction?
It's Movieland. We don't know. It could have been a month.
Like, extreme attraction happened. Like, she was like, yo, I'm not afraid of losing you.
Yo, saved her life.
Yo, she's like, no, I'm not afraid of you. I'm only afraid of losing. Nigga, what? When did this happen? Yo, you only had a class together. You barely had a class together because this nigga was trying to transfer out of the class. When did you fall in love with this nigga on this level, son?
Initially, when I seen this shit, what I thought was that he was like glamoring her or some shit like that. That's what they call the vampire shit.
Yeah, when they look
into their eyes.
Yeah.
I thought he was glamoring her. Like,
no, she's just mad open. And it was just like, to me, she was just like you said, she is the freak of this situation. It's like, yo, you are too comfortable with this. Like, if I was a vampire and I was like, yo, I'm a vampire. And you're just like, I trust you. I'm afraid of losing. What? Nigga, I've been around the block a couple years, shorty. I've been alive since 1918. I ain't never heard no response like that. Like, something's wrong with you. Like, shit was bugging me out. So anyway, we move forward. These niggas is booed up now. They are clearly a couple. He told her his big secret. This nigga's an Audemars vampire, and she's cool with it. So they're showing up to school together. Vampire clueless, nigga. Like, they're, like, pulling out of the car together. Everyone's staring at them like, yo, what? Like, what's going on here? And she's like, no, he's like, yo, I want you to meet my family. This relationship is, like, speeding by. So she's like, all right, cool. So, like, they end up at the crib. This nigga crib looks like the first year out of a tech startup that's doing well. This shit is amazing, nigga. Like, this shit is, like, magical. I'm like, yo, what is the rent? Like, how are these niggas affording this shit? Like, that house is MTV Cribs worthy, nigga. Like, giant windows, like, amazing. So, and I'm like, yo, why is this nigga even going to school?
this nigga is bored.
Yo, dead ass. This nigga is living a life of luxury at this point. So she's like, yo, yeah, nice house. Like, mad dry. Like, yo, this is the most amazing house I've seen. Like, how are you not impressed by this shit? So she's inside. The family's, like, cooking her dinner or whatever. Which, you know, cool gesture, I guess. Like, you showing up to vampires.
But all right.
And, yeah. And they're like, she's like, oh, you know, I ate already. And, like, that one shorty was pissed. And I could understand. But at the same time, she had good logic. It's like, y'all vampires. Y'all don't eat. So why would I think y'all would cook? Because I'm coming over. It was like, okay. That makes sense. But at the same time, like, I'd be kind of pissed if I was making you a meal, my nigga. Like,
I mean, I'd have ate it anyway.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm not trying to piss them off.
Either,
like,
you eat it or they eat it.
Yo, exactly. Like, it's one or the other. So, you know, like, Edward takes her upstairs or whatever. He's showing her his room. Nice room. She noticed the same thing I did. No bed. This nigga just has mad books and mad music or whatever. She's like, yo, like, where's your bed? And he's just like, yo, I don't sleep. And it's like, okay, so you definitely get no ass in this house. Like, this is not happening for you because where are you fucking? But what? Okay. So we move on. The next time they go out is Edward, you know, he's like, oh, you know, I want to take you with my family to go play baseball in a thunderstorm. And she's like, what? But it made sense because these niggas could go all out. No one's outside. The way they was hitting the ball mad loud, it sounds like thunderstorms. Anyway, it sounds like lightning. So, like, they could kind of fit in and they could kind of, like, let loose and have fun or whatever. So these niggas is wilding, showing off. This shit is like MTV Rock and Jock and shit. Just going crazy. And all of a sudden, they get interrupted by three Calvin Klein vampires. These niggas is dressed up in denim. Gene Lanier's going crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? These niggas straight up ruined the vibes. So, like, like, they showed up and it was like, yo, they were playing. And all of a sudden, there was this mad smoke out of nowhere on some Beyonce shit. And these niggas just walked out of the smoke onto the field.
Amazing video.
Yo, dead ass. Like, just walked onto the field, slow motion. And everyone's just like, oh, fuck, game over. So they come over and he's just like, yo, like, trying to hide Bella or whatever. And they're like, hey. And they're like, what's up? Oh, did we fuck this game up for y'all? And they're like, yeah, like, you kind of did. And they're like, oh, well, you know, we didn't know, you know, a vampire clan had, like, the territory already. And they're like, yeah, this is our shit. And it's like, oh, well, you know, we just moving through. They had the black guy doing all the talking, by the way. Like, he was the speak. He was translating for everyone. So these niggas are about to leave. And what the fuck happens? The wind snitches on these niggas. Because the wind blows and they get a whiff of white girl, nigga.
They go.
And this nigga James loses his shit. He's like, oh, white bitches is here. This nigga bugs the fuck. And they all surround her. He's like, and the black dude's like, yo, James, chill out, bro. Like, it's like seven of these niggas. It's three of us. Chill. Like, and he's like, yo, my fault. My nigga is a little live.
Talking about Jacob or James?
James. Like, the black guy was telling James to chill. Yeah, okay. He's like, yo, this nigga's a live wire. We sorry. We about to leave. These niggas pull off. This nigga James looks back on some Michael Jackson Thriller shit, like, with the smirk. Like, oh, I'm a get that bitch. I'm a get her. So this nigga walks back. He leaves with them. And Edward is just like, yo, we got to get you the fuck out of here. And she's like, what happened? She's like, no, they're coming for you now. Like, that nigga got your, got the smell.
He got the fucking smell. Nah. Them niggas know what the fuck going on.
This nigga, you done now. You got to leave. So she wants to go home, but she can't because we find out that James is like a tracker. And he lives for this shit. This nigga is like Bear Grylls. He loves the fucking wilderness. He got his mind on this girl. He gonna get this girl.
He's like the dog guy.
Yeah.
What's that dog guy?
Dog bounty hunter. Like, this, he's wilding, right? So there he got her in the car or whatever, and she's like insisting that she goes home to like protect her father or whatever the case is. So she gets home, she lies to the dad, like, oh yeah, you know, he broke up with me. I don't want to be here no more. I hate you, dad. I'm gonna go live with mom, blah, 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 blah. And they jump into the car and Edward puts together like this whole plan. Meanwhile, the dad is completely confused. Like, what the fuck just happened? She gets in the car or whatever. And this is the one part of the movie I did respect about the vampires and the camaraderie or whatever. Because it's like 7 versus 2. Because the black dude don't want no parts of none of this shit. He's just like, yo, this is white drama and I have no dealings with this shit. I'm out. So he warns them like, yo, James and his shorty want your bitch. So if you want to protect her, you want to get her the fuck out of here. So they put together this scheme like, yo, we all going to put on like Bella's clothes to get her smell. And we all going to drive in different places to get this nigga like off of your case. So he drives. He has his homegirl drive her to, I forgot where. And they run through the forest with her smell on her. And James is tracking them. But I did remember watching the player hater shorty, uh-huh, vampire. When she rubbed the coat onto like the tree, it felt like she did some other shit in that scene too, to like get him to like chase after them, but realize that she's not really there. Cause he definitely did that shit. Cause he smelled the tree. He was like, oh yeah, she's here. And then he smelled it again and was like, nah, this shit don't seem right. Some shit don't seem right. So he leaves. And Edward is like, oh fuck, this nigga realized we was trying to set the ops up and he caught on. So this nigga's running in the opposite direction now.
As a nigga who walked in during like one of the most like, when shit started getting serious in the movie.
Yeah.
Can we appreciate how, like, the movie started off as, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It started to turn up a little bit.
It became like, oh, shit, these niggas got abilities.
Yeah.
Like, that are actually useful, and, like, they're hunting each other. Exactly. Like, this is some real shit.
So now, James, he ends up at her mom's crib. Because, you know, he still has a faint of her, he has her scent. So he ends up at her mom's crib and, like, you know, she's at like a safe house with the other shorty and he like calls on the phone. He's like, yo, he has the mom call and she's like, hey, is everything okay? And then he picks up the phone like on some negotiated shit like, yo, like, you trying to save your mom, nigga? Like, pull up because I've been trying to kill you all day and I'm pissed off, so I need you to come to me now. So she has to ditch the other vampires and she's like gonna go meet this nigga at like, it was like a ballerina hall or some shit, like where she was younger or some shit like that, that the other girl like had the premonition that she drew. So she goes there, this nigga's there, and she's like looking for her mom. Mom's not there. This nigga was lying the whole time. Surprise, bitch. So now she's like, this nigga's on some freak bullshit at this point because he pulls out her tape recorder to record him hurting her to send to Edward. This nigga was wildin', son.
Oh, some sick shit.
Yo, this nigga, like, breaks her leg. She's, like, bleeding and shit. He's like, yeah, more of that. More. More. And he's like, yeah, cry for Edward. And she's like, no! He's like, no, cry for him. All of a sudden, this nigga Edward shows up. This nigga's, like, Speedy Gonzalez. This nigga's, like, super fast, but he's not super strong. They fighting. he did give him that. He did say some slick shit to that nigga because he was like, oh, yeah, you're the fastest, so you're here by yourself. He's like, yeah, but I'm still strong enough to kill you, nigga. And like, them niggas is going at it. He's trying to save Bella at the same time or some shit. He managed, James manages to bite her. They don't talk about that for a couple minutes because I'm like, oh, so what happens now? And she turns, like, what the fuck? She's on the floor, like, convulsing. These two niggas is fighting, and Edward gets the best of them or whatever. He's about to kill this nigga. Because this nigga is like, yo, I've been with Shorty for like 6 days, nigga. Like, this is my lifelong partner, nigga. This is my lifelong partner, nigga. Like, 6 days, nigga. Like, teen hormones, puberty, nigga. I'm in love, nigga. Like, I will kill for this bitch. So the rest of the family shows up, and Dr. Cullen Paleface is like, oh, slow down there. Like, nigga, this is not you. Like, we'll kill him. Like, you chill. Like, go take care of Bella. She's, like, convulsing. So they took this nigga to the side. And the way they were, like, tearing this nigga apart on the side screen, I'm like, I thought this was a romance movie. these niggas were snapping his neck from it. Like, Shorty jumped on his shoulders, bro, and snapped his neck, like, counterclockwise. While the other two was, like, ripping his arms off. And then they were going to burn his parts.
Dennis. Dennis, we never been more aligned.
Son.
In a moment when we've been watching a movie. Bro, than I was in like, that. What honestly, the fuck I remember this? Watching Twilight with Shorty, asking her a bunch of questions, laughing at like the. Right? And then the conflict really happened. And then, no, she was just like, yo, Colton. And I'm like, not paying because I'm just like, yo, niggas is getting it in.
Yo.
Like, niggas got, like, I was like, I thought it was funny that, like, these niggas have, but I was like, oh, these niggas are powerful.
Exactly.
And I'm like, also, I, like, sure, so anybody who knows me know I like werewolves more than I like vampires. And right. Vampires are fire, but, like, I like werewolves more than I like vampires. And, like, when they got introduced, I'm like, oh, I'm invested. Oh, we talking about wolves right now? Like, I'm with. And then when I found out they were like shapeshifters, I'm like, oh, that's still hot that they pick wolves because that was what I would pick. So I just remember like seeing like the real action and being like, damn, Shorty, thanks.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm watching this and I was like, yo, this is not like the beginning of this movie.
Yeah, so
I'm watching this shit like going crazy. And, you know, like she's on the floor convulsing. She got like the bite mark, the venom shit from James. And the doctor, he was like, yo, the venom is spreading, nigga. She's about to like turn or you can save her. So he has to like bite and suck the blood out of her, like the venom. And in that moment, it became funny again because this nigga's like, yo, I don't know if I can stop. It was like, yo, bro, like, this is not the moment to be creepy, my nigga. Like, help her.
This is the moment he's been waiting for. He got to her first, so now he got corrected.
Yo, so this nigga's, like, sucking the venom out, and his dad is like, yo, easy, bro. Like, relax. You gotta stop yourself. He's just, like, just wilding right now. And it's getting awkward, because the dad is...
Dad's like, all right, guys. All right, bro. All right, bro.
Hey.
All right, bro.
Hey,
relax.
Hey.
Stop. Stop it.
Her blood is clear. And he's just like, he's still wild. He's like, I still need more. So he has to find a will to stop or whatever. Currently, this is probably this one scene has like the worst music of the entire show. Like it did not fit the scene. It was just terrible. Like they just threw some CW shit in there. Just like you said about the CW. It just felt mad awkward. But it was still entertaining and it was just like awkward at the same time. Anyway. He got the venom to stop or whatever. She wakes up in a hospital. And these niggas give the worst, like, SVU abusive excuse I've ever heard. Because she's like, yo, so what happened? Because her mom is there. And she's like, oh, they found you going to the Cullens' house. And you fell down two flights of stairs into a window and cut yourself. And I'm sitting there like, what? Like...
They pushed that bitch.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, that sounds like me. What? You haven't exhibited any clumsiness this entire film.
They gaslit her.
Yo.
Another gaslighting moment. Yo, this is the Gaslight Olympics. Son, that movie is the Gaslight Olympics.
I was just like, yo, there's no way. There's just no fucking way. So the next scene, you know, because the mom was like, oh, yeah, Edward's there. He's sleeping. This nigga's faking it. She leaves. She's like, oh, could you go call my dad or whatever? So she's like, all right. So the mom leaves and he gets up and he's like talking to her or whatever. And, you know, because the mom was like, oh, you know, we can move back to Florida. I'll bring you out, blah, blah, blah. And Jake, Edward is like, you should move to Florida. I think it's safer for you there after everything that happened. And this, yo, the overacting by Bella in this scene is, she's like, why would you even say that to me? It's like, yo, wait.
Bitch, you just met
this nigga. It's been a week at this point, bro. Like, why would you even, what? And it's like, yo, bro, just go to Florida. Like, yo, you were almost killed by a vampire tracking you and almost killed your pops. Maybe you should go back to Florida and get some sun. Like, and she's, why would you? And he's just like, okay, fine. I'm sorry. You can stay. And it's just like, okay. I guess this is how you guys resolve this conflict. So she has a boot on at this point because obviously she, quote unquote, fell down two flights of steps and fell into a glass window, whatever. So she has a boot on or whatever, and he's taking her to the prom. This nigga is, he pulls up to the crib. The father don't like this guy. Clearly, currently he doesn't like this nigga. Because after she come downstairs, he's like, oh, you know, I won't have her out late and I'll keep her safe. And the dad is just like, where'd I hear this before? Like, nigga, she ended up in a hospital the last time you said that shit. So this nigga takes her to the prom. I'm watching this shit like, okay, let's see how this shit ends. So he gets her there and he goes inside, I think, to like go get refreshment, whatever. Who pulls up out of the forest? My nigga Jacob. Jario, nigga. This is nigga's back on this you should let me love you shit. This nigga's just like, yo, hey, Bella, listen. I'm just telling you what my dad said. It wasn't me. My dad said it. You need to break up with this nigga. Like, you need to break up with this nigga.
My dad said this.
I didn't say it.
I'm gonna be honest. Look at me in my eyes, real quick. I'm not a dirty Mac. I don't dirty Mac niggas. But my dad said that Edward is a bad guy. I'm just saying. I'm just saying what my dad said. Like, I'm not saying that I said that. I'm just saying my dad.
Listen.
Don't your dad and my dad, ain't they friends? You don't believe in your dad's friendships? That's crazy, girl.
And this nigga Edward came back like, hey, what the fuck is going on here?
He said, nah, you and a bad like, guy.
Yeah. And this nigga was just, he just threw his hands up like Drewski, like, oh, Hey, Bella, I'm
just think about what I said. I'm out. I'm leaving.
This nigga just disappeared. He said,
it don't
son.
Even matter. Like, yo, this nigga, I'm just leaving.
Yo, you know how this nigga was such a dirty Mac? This nigga didn't even go to the prom, nigga. This nigga showed up to say his shit prom, and left. Nigga.
Yo, listen. Bella, if it wasn't you, if I wasn't taking you to the prom, I'm not going to the fucking prom. But I just had to tell you that nigga Jacob not a good guy. And I'm saying, like, not me. I didn't say he wasn't a good guy. My dad told me he wasn't a good guy.
That nigga
and
Edward,
I just had to tell you, my dad said he wasn't a good guy.
I just felt like
I gotta go.
I just felt like you're gonna be at the prom, you should know who you with. Like, I'm just
like, if you with a nigga that's not a good guy, you with a nigga that's not a good guy.
What kind of friend would I be?
My nigga, I fuck with him.
Nigga was yo crazy dirty Mackin. So anyway, I did think it was funny because even though I haven't seen the movies before, I didn't know that Jacob was a wolf because they even insinuated when Edward was like, "I'll leave you alone for 2 minutes," and the wolves come out, ha 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 ha. And I did like the fucking DiCaprio point to the screen, like, "I got that joke. I got it. Like, I know what that means." So anyway, they go to the prom. They're like dancing or whatever. And again, with the intense romance, my nigga, she's just like, yo, I dream about being with you forever. You've known him a week. What are you talking about right now? And she's just like, yo, I feel like I want to be vampire babes. Like, just
he's a vampire.
Yo, make me a vampire like you. And he's just like, are you sure? Is this what you really want? And she's like, yes. She like throws her neck out at this nigga. And he's like, yo, in his mind, I feel like that was the one part he was just like, you're too intense. This nigga just kisses. Wilder, yo, he just kisses her neck like, you're intense. Like, you got a lot going on.
That's fine. You're bugging.
Yo, and she literally
you don't know what being a vampire is like.
Yo, he's just like, yo, let's just enjoy tonight. And she's just like, they do like the voiceover, and she's like, meanwhile, while neither one of us surrendered, I haven't given up. I will be a vampire. It'll be together forever. And it was just like, yo, like, because he asked her, like, yo, you wouldn't be comfortable just like growing old and just being like a couple and just lasting like a normal. No, I'll deal with it for now. It was like, yo, bro, like, why? What was your last relationship like? But I feel like these are questions I would need to know.
Here's the thing. If I'm in it forever and you'll say I'll deal with it for now, you not serious. No, I'm not even joking. You dead not serious. Like, if I am this age forever and I'm telling you, are you fine with being the age you are forever? And not only that, are you fine with us being together forever? Because, like, I feel like you hear that emotional. And it sounds beautiful in the moment. But forever is literally forever. Nigga. Like, if your mind changes, I'm going to be tight.
Yo!
You know what I'm saying? I've lived kind of like for mad long, and like if your mind changes, I'm gonna be mad. Yo, and now you gotta deal with a forever baby father.
Yo,
and I'm not saying I'm gonna kill every nigga you with or whatever, but like maybe.
I hope they vampires. I hope they got that dog.
Nah, I won't. I won't. But you also have to think of the fact that if we both live forever, and anyone who you love, who you don't. Last forever. And if they do last forever, I'm going to beat them up.
Can your man fight? Can your new man fight?
That's the crazy part. Like, he gotta be ready to have a forever op.
Because
we both forever. Because we both vampires.
Because the last nigga that came at you, I had his neck snap, bitch. Like, can your new man fight? Like, she was wilding. Like, it was very uncomfortable. Like I said, teenage love is some different shit. Because her hormones did not make sense. I need a prequel explaining her life in Florida, nigga. Like, I need to know what her love life was like. Because she caught this nigga the first day, and she's been sprung ever since. She don't make no sense, huh? <She's> like,
But at the same time, I will say, in her defense, that nigga's a vampire. Vampires usually have, like, charm skills.
That's
but
what you
I will
about
say,
earlier,
it
say
did go... She kind of went against it, which means that her thirst was above the nigga power.
That's just the starving, nigga. I've never seen some shit like that, bro.
Her
like,
thirst was above his power. Which, and you know what's crazy? Even when he was like treating her in like a disgusting manner.
She liked that shit.
She liked that shit, son.
Even when like, right, like, vampires have charm powers. Like, that's a thing that vampires usually have, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've realized through watching the Twilight series, that shit really didn't work on her like that. Like, she wanted him.
Yo,
like, regardless.
Ridiculous, son. So, yeah, no, that, you know, that's the whole movie. And, like I said when we first started the episode, and I'm going to sit on this take for now because I haven't watched the other Harry Potter movies yet. But if I had to choose, and you said, yo, you got to either watch Harry Potter or Twilight. Currently, I'm watching Twilight, my nigga.
Hey, man.
It's a better movie.
I'm going to be honest.
Currently, it's a better movie.
First,
man.
Twilight or first Harry Potter?
First Twilight,
I'll watch
nigga.
The first Twilight.
Yes.
I'd rather watch the first Twilight only because, like, while the beginning half is the funny shit you can make fun of, the second half gets very serious.
Yeah.
And it's like very like, what the fuck? Like, how did this get so serious?
Yo, how do we get here? Like,
and you know, that's why, you know, I always give credit to my son
Bruce Cullen Batman. The Bat Vampire Man.
Deadass. So
you know what? This shit, because vampires, bats, vampires,
eyes Batman. Open, third eye.
He knew he was ready. He was like, I'm already a depressed bat nigga. I'm already a depressed bat nigga, but like as a vampire. Nigga.
All I gotta do is put a suit on.
Oh, yeah. Just throw a cape on me.
And then make me human. Batman.
Put some pigment in me, son.
No, don't put white face on me as a white man.
Oh, shit. All right. So, honestly, me giving a rating for this, I think I said I gave Harry Potter, the first one, a 2.5. I would say I give this, I want to say like a 3.5.
Yes, sir. It's a 3.5.
I enjoy this. Like
Twilight honestly, was 3.5, the first one.
Yo, it's good. 3.5. It's good to me. Like I said, the camera, like even if you want to talk about the technical aspects, even when the
best scenes, part.
Yeah, it was like cheesy. It was good cheesy. Like it was like the pannings, the zoom ins, all that shit. It just added to the movie. Five. You know what I mean?
Like, I give it a 3.2.
The breathing.
I really enjoyed the awkward horribleness of the first half.
Yes.
Into like, this is actually kind of a serious thing in the second half.
And I feel like the second half is what gives the 0.5. Because if the whole movie was like the beginning, it's a 3. Like, it's fun, ridiculous, but it's still ridiculous. But the fact that they put in actual stakes and shit got serious at the end, 3.5, nigga. I fuck with it. You know what I mean? So, I hope you guys enjoy this. You know what I mean?
Facts.
This has been another issue of the Mighty MetaHumans podcast, providing you with that high-quality nerd commentary. Subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. We relaunched Dennis Plus. You know what I mean? We got subscribers. Shout out to all our subscribers to Dennis Plus. You know what I mean? Y'all there to check out my son, the Night Deviant, wildin'. We got him back from Guantanamo Bay.
Facts.
You know what I mean? We bailed him out. Shout out to all our Gene Lanterns, all the supporters over there. Gang, gang, Denim. You can find the Mighty Metas on all social media sites as the Mighty Metas. That's on YouTube. If you, you need a 1-minute review on some shit, you need to find out if this movie is worth your time.
YouTube.
Just go to our YouTube, 1-minute reviews on everything. New trailers. You get that review by the next day. Sometimes the same night. Same night.
Sometimes opening night of the movies.
Opening night of the movies. As we're walking out, you literally see us walking through crowds and shit. Like,
or maybe not walking through crowds. Maybe you see me walking by myself out of the movie theater.
Yo, real shit. Like, you go to our YouTube, The Mighty Metas. Check us out on TikTok. You know what I mean? Like, your boys be out here. Summertime. Niggas is outside. You know what I mean? Fuck with us. Instagram, Twitter. You already know what it is. You can find me all social media sites as Old Dirty Dennis, the dirtiest, as my son Gas says. OLDIRTYDENNIS. You can find all my cards for your vampire boo, your overly intense boo that found out that you're a vampire. She's not scared. Boo. You know what I mean? Your player hater vampire boo. Werewolf niggas, know what I mean? Like anybody, the niggas that want to kill you, the track, the ops, nigga. Like we got cars for everybody.
I know you're trying to kill me,
yo,
but I love you.
I love you.
Yeah, facts. I miss us as ops.
This is so like us. Oh shit. On Etsy, my name is Art by Den. That's ARTBYDENN. You know what I mean? Search, find something. Cop something, you know what I mean? Fuck with your boy. You can find my son Colton.
I am on Twitter as the Colton Show __. On Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, the Colton Show, TheColtonShow. And I have a website, thecoltonshow.com.
Make
sure you go check that out. Go on my Twitter. I have most of my photography on there if you guys want to check that out, or also my videography. We back on Twitch. Twitch.tv/TheColtonShow. So
building shit, you know what I mean? Lego influencer.
Yes, sir. But I have to build some shelves. So.
Please convince this nigga. If you listen to just go on Twitter. He just gave you his Twitter and literally tell us to build some shelves. Please.
Yeah, remind me.
Gas, tell them where to find you.
two underscore gassed up, you know?
Number two.
Number two.
Underscore.
Underscore
gassed
up. G-A-S-S-E-D-U-P.
Yes, sir.
On Instagram, feel me? Send us home, bro. Give us a quote.
What were we just talking about?
Bella, Player Hayden, Jacob.
Oh, okay, okay. I got the best quote. Say it. You're a vampire.
Yo, we have... Wait, I mean...
We are. We are.